You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
And I'm Marcy Silman. A federal judge has signed off on a new policy that will regulate how Seattle police use force, what kind of force they can use, when they can use it, and how it will be reported. U.S. Attorney for Western Washington Jenny Durkin said the agreement will, quote, change the culture of the department. Durkin has previously said the federal reforms would mark a new chapter for policing in Seattle, and she said, we must get this right. I spoke with interim Seattle Police Chief Jim Pugel this morning. I asked him whether he felt they had gotten this right.
Yes, although that doesn't mean that you can just sit back and say, hey, we got it right. We've won. We don't have to keep trying. This, just like anything else in policing, is an ongoing process, and it's evolutionary. 30 years ago, we didn't have pepper spray, and we didn't have tasers. Basically, all we had was impact weapons, our hands, our feet, and guns. So this does address, it specifically calls out all the less lethal weapons, describes how each one can be used, and is quite extensive. And it will be a big help in helping us continue to move forward.
It is very explicit. What do you feel to be the key points?
I think the overall philosophy of when force can be used, making sure that all force that is instructed and used is constitutional and reflects not only what Seattle would like to see in its police officer, but carefully reflects all of the Supreme Court and Ninth Circuit rulings on force by police officers when it's permissible and how it can be used.
How is this going to change the daily interaction between police officers and people that they might be stopping on the streets?
I don't know if it's going to change it that much, because police officers use force in less than 1% of all their interactions with the public. So all the other times when we respond to calls, when we are looking for lost children, when we are investigating auto thefts, what have you, we are not using force. So it won't affect that part at all. It does call out specific types of force that can be used. It drills down a lot farther as to how the force will be taught, how it will be reported, and then how it will be reviewed by the Force Review Committee.
How have your officers responded to this policy?
Actually, because it was just approved yesterday by Judge Robar, we have not been able to disseminate it as policy until today. Now, that policy will go out to everyone in the department. It takes effect on January 1st. However, we still have to develop, with the approval of the monitoring team, a lesson plan to teach that use of force.
So you have 2 weeks to do that?
Well, yes, and which is impossible to do because we are still working with the monitoring team on getting a lesson plan approved. That will definitely be a priority.
As I mentioned, this was an important pillar, but by no means is this the complete satisfaction of the consent agreement with the Department of Justice. What work remains to be done?
Well, we're still working very hard on getting our bias policing policy delivered to the monitoring team. We also have the Terry stop policy, and that will discuss when officers are allowed to detain a person short of arrest, how long they can detain the person for, what type of detention can be used. So those are two more big policies. I think what's important to realize, though, all of these policies are incredibly important, and they are going to help us regain or maintain the trust of the people that we serve.
I know that in the initial agreement about 2 years ago with the Department of Justice, it was a sort of a 5-year time frame for satisfying, with the possibility of finishing early. Do you believe that you will fully satisfy the DOJ agreement with the City of Seattle before 5 years?
I don't know. That's hard to say. And that'll be up to Merrick Bobb and the monitoring team with the approval of Judge Robart. We will certainly do and have been doing everything possible to get this right and get it done properly. I think it would be ill-advised to set a certain timeline and just check the boxes, just so we can say, hey, we did it in 4.5 years or 5 years. I think it's much more meaningful to ensure that what we jointly agree to do, that we do it, and that it really gets embedded into the culture of this police department.
Finally, there is a lot of change, including a new mayor of Seattle. How does all of this affect your future as a potential permanent police chief?
Well, that's entirely up to Mayor-elect Murray. He's got a lot going on, and definitely finding a permanent police chief after a national search was one of his clear priorities. So I will do everything possible to ensure that he gets the best one.
And he is applying for that job. That's interim Seattle Police Chief Jim Pugel. New use of force guidelines for the SPD take effect January 1st, and the department has a December 31st deadline to turn in other of its recommendations, including a recommended policy for biased policing. It's The Record on KUOW with David Hyde. I'm Marcy Silman.